This week I had the honor of meeting with many Americans from all walks of life who are taking personal responsibility for their families, their workplaces, and their country. On Monday, I attended a conference that our administration sponsored in Chicago, where workers and managers talked about how they could work together to improve the quality of their goods and services and increase the security of their jobs and incomes. I met an executive from Missouri who turned around a failing plant by sharing information and giving a sense of ownership to workers who previously had been totally shut out of all those decisions. Once he did that and the employees understood the big picture, they did better at their jobs, they turned the company around, their jobs and incomes are more secure, and they're making money. I met a widow from Detroit with no prospect of a job, thinking she would have to go on welfare because of her children, perhaps forever. Instead, she found a job as a machinist after enrolling in a 6-year advanced training program. When she completes that program, instead of being on welfare, she'll have the equivalent of a master's degree in engineering. On Wednesday, I met with more than 60 corporate executives from all over America, from all kinds of companies. Many of these executives who were Republicans, who will have to pay higher taxes under this plan. But they had made the hard-headed decision that it was important to pass this economic plan because they knew that their companies, their shareholders, and their country would be better off if we reduced the federal deficit, kept interest rates down, and got investment going back into the American economy. As the chief executive officer of one of these corporations said, it's time to quit fooling around and act. And I want to tell you about one more group of people who are quiet heroes of this economy. On Thursday, I met with three families who work hard for low wages from the states of Georgia, Kentucky, and Oklahoma. Thanks to the earned income tax credit in our tax code, which reduces the tax burden on low-income workers, they are supporting their children instead of going on welfare. Now, this is very important because 18%, almost 1 in 5 of American workers today, actually work for wages that will not support a family of 4 above the poverty line. This plan has a revolutionary expansion of the earned income tax credit so that for the first time ever, we can say to American workers, if you work full-time and you have children in your home, you will not live in poverty. The tax system will lift you out of poverty, not drive you into it. This is the biggest incentive for people we have ever provided to get off welfare and go to work, to reward work and family and responsibility. It is not a partisan issue, it is an American issue, and it will empower all kinds of Americans to seize a better life for themselves. I'm proud a lot of Americans have decided to do what is right for themselves and their families. They're looking for new skills, looking for new ways to work with their bosses in the workplace. They're choosing work over welfare. I'm proud so many people now are tired of the old divisions in our country. They don't want to see this country divided between labor and management or Democrats and Republicans. They want us to unite as Americans. As your senators and representatives conclude work on this budget, I'd like to say a special word to those of you here in the Rose Garden and all of those listening to me across the country. The time has come to act. Unless the Congress acts on this budget, we cannot remove the uncertainty that exists in the economy. We cannot continue to bring interest rates down, and we cannot possibly move on to the other challenges that await us. We still have to provide security and health care to all Americans and bring the cost of health care down within inflation. We still have to face the fact that we have to reform our welfare system. We still have to pass a crime bill to put 100,000 more police officers on the streets over the next 4 years. There are many challenges awaiting this Congress and our nation, and we cannot move on unless we pass this plan. And most importantly, we will not have a framework within which we can work for jobs and higher incomes for the American people. If you believe we ought to do it, now is the time to make your voices heard. Your senators and representatives have been subject to an amazing amount of unfair pressure and flat, wrong, and false information. I need your help. Tell your senators and your representatives, if they have the courage to finally bring this deficit down and turn the country in the right direction and create jobs, you would appreciate it, you will support it, and you will stand with them.